Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Nvidia has stunned the tech world by announcing the acquisition of Grok's core assets for a whopping $20 billion in cash. This deal marks the largest acquisition in Nvidia's history, catapulting the company even further ahead in the competitive AI chip market. Grok, known as a rising force in artificial intelligence accelerator technology, was already turning heads after raising roughly $750 million recently. That funding round valued the company at nearly $6.9 billion, attracting investments from big names like BlackRock, Samsung, and Cisco. So why was Nvidia so eager to move on Grok? Now, the answer comes down to fast-rising demand for AI solutions and Nvidia's relentless drive to own a dominant slice of this rapidly expanding market. The pace of the acquisition reflects the urgent need for advanced AI technologies and Nvidia's determination not to be outpaced by emerging competitors. Beyond the eye-popping numbers, the heart of the deal lies in the licensing agreement struck between Nvidia and Grok. This is a non-exclusive arrangement giving Nvidia the rights to use Grok's best-in-class inference technology across their own platforms. While neither company has revealed the precise dollar figure for this licensing portion, insiders are calling it a pivotal element of the agreement. With the technology at their fingertips, Nvidia is now equipped to supercharge their product offerings in the AI space. Another major development is that key members from Grok's leadership team, including founder and CEO Jonathan Ross, will now be joining Nvidia. Observers say Ross, with his history of innovation and vision, will play a critical role in accelerating Nvidia's AI capabilities. Having the leadership minds behind Grok on board is a real coup for Nvidia, blending technical excellence with strategic insight. The timing of the Grok acquisition couldn't be more significant for the industry as a whole. Demand for advanced AI solutions is climbing in virtually every sector, from healthcare and finance to logistics and entertainment. With Grok's technology and expertise assimilated, Nvidia's product lineup is set for rapid transformation and innovation. Some predict this will trigger a domino effect, with competitors scrambling to keep pace and further innovation erupting throughout the AI chip sector. The technology arms race is well and truly on, and Nvidia just made a massive bet that they can stay ahead of the pack. Let's step back for a moment to appreciate Grok's journey leading up to this blockbuster deal. Founded by Jonathan Ross, Grok carved a niche in the market with its innovative approach to hardware for AI inference, that crucial process of running trained AI models in real-world applications. In a space often dominated by large incumbents, Grok's unique chip architecture promised blazing fast performance and unprecedented efficiency. That reputation helped the company attract investments from some of the world's biggest institutional backers. Industry watchers have cited Grok's ability to execute on its roadmap as a key factor in Nvidia's decision to snap up the company's core assets. For Nvidia, bringing in both Grok's technology and its leadership can rapidly accelerate progress on their next-generation AI products. The acquisition also offers greater flexibility for Nvidia to compete in an environment crowded with ambitious chip designers and heavyweight tech giants alike. While Nvidia currently reigns supreme in the GPU market, the emergence of new AI-specific chips poses a potential threat to its dominance. Rather than standing still, Nvidia is meeting that threat head-on by leveraging Grok's strengths to reinforce its own market leadership. What does this all mean for the broader AI industry? Analysts agree that we can expect an acceleration in both the innovation of AI hardware and the deployment of powerful new AI applications. That's good news not just for tech insiders, but for all of us as emerging AI tools become more accessible and more deeply woven into our daily lives. Just think. Everything from smarter virtual assistants to breakthrough medical diagnostics stands to benefit. In the short term, though, this aggressive move by Nvidia may ignite further M&A activity as rivals hurry to shore up their own positions. We could soon see a birth of new alliances and deals, as the AI chip market becomes every bit as fast-moving and unpredictable as the technology it powers. While Nvidia's Grok acquisition stands out, it's part of a much broader set of developments reshaping the digital landscape. A parallel set of challenges and opportunities is emerging on the legal and societal fronts. Digital rights, online privacy, and the integrity of free speech have all risen to the forefront of public debate. One podcast series that's gained attention this year, How to Fix the Internet in 2025, really highlights what's at stake. It digs into the impact of technological acceleration, such as neurotechnology and artificial intelligence, on personal privacy and autonomy. The series aims to empower listeners with stories of hope and practical changes, rather than get lost in technical jargon or fear-mongering. As the digital world grows, so do concerns about who controls the flow of information and who gets to exercise true agency online. In light of these challenges, governments and institutions are racing to establish new rules, sometimes with unintended consequences. One law currently stirring lively conversation is the recently passed Take It Down Act. Congress enacted this legislation to create a pathway for individuals, especially those with power and influence, to demand removal of online content deemed unfavorable. Ostensibly, the law targets non-consensual intimate imagery, or NCII, with the goal of protecting privacy and preventing harm. However, critics argue the scope is too broad, with definitions that could easily be abused to silence lawful speech or criticism. The Act specifies strict removal deadlines for platforms, establishing heavy penalties for non-compliance, and essentially encouraging fast takedowns. While this provision provides recourse for victims, it also places unprecedented pressure on online platforms to police content quickly, with minimal investigation. Free expression advocates warn that such a model could open the door to unjustified censorship and a chill on political speech. Ultimately, the law brings up a larger issue at the heart of digital society, balancing protections from legitimate harm with the core principles of internet openness and transparency. As online platforms attempt to comply with these rapidly changing legal requirements, users themselves are being drawn into complex questions about their own digital rights. It's becoming clear that as digital citizenship evolves, so too must our understanding of accountability, responsibility, and personal freedoms on the net. These shifts are happening in parallel to historic leaps in core technologies like AI, giving us a front-row seat to the interplay of innovation and legislation. Let's not forget, as AI chips grow more powerful and integrated into everything from workplaces to homes, user privacy risks and power asymmetries will only intensify. That's why voices from podcasts like How to Fix the Internet are so crucial right now, keeping the conversation human-centered and forward-thinking. Where does all this leave us as we look to the rest of 2026 and beyond? NVIDIA's acquisition of Groq will be remembered as a tipping point in the commercial AI arms race, ushering in new levels of competition and innovation. At the same time, the ongoing debates over legislation like the Take It Down Act highlight just how vital it is to approach digital progress thoughtfully. Real progress means balancing technological growth with the safeguarding of human rights, access, and dignity for everyone online. For NVIDIA, this landmark deal is about more than dominating a market. It's about shaping the next generation of AI technology at a foundational level. With Groq's technology and leadership joining forces with NVIDIA's resources, the possibilities for AI advancement are staggering. From data centers and cloud computing to edge devices and personal electronics, we can expect major productivity gains and new business models to flourish. Yet as we reap the benefits, it's worth remembering the pitfalls of unchecked power, both for corporations building these tools and governments regulating them. In navigating these uncharted waters, thoughtful public debate and ongoing engagement are critical. Both the tech industry and lawmakers must reckon with the need for clearer guardrails on privacy, speech, and accountability. As a result, the coming years are likely to be defined as much by how we set those rules as by the technical prowess of our AI systems themselves. If NVIDIA's blockbuster deal signals anything, it's that the pace of change is accelerating, with competitive, legal, and ethical consequences in play for all stakeholders. If you're listening now, you're already engaged in the debate about what technology can and should be, and how society should wield the power of AI. Whether you're a developer, a policymaker, or just a curious citizen, your informed voice and choices have real influence in shaping the digital world ahead. As we wrap up, keep an eye on NVIDIA and Groq, and on the robust discussion swirling around digital rights and free expression. Ultimately, the merging forces of AI innovation and social responsibility demand more than just attention. They deserve informed action and collaboration. Thanks for listening.